talk us through the play, what happened, and how do you feel?
Trying to make a play. Got outside, turned it inside, and as soon as I turned it inside, I was like, oh, Lord, here we go, and, got down. So I protected myself from that regard, but it was just a freak play. My leg got hit while I was going down, or after I was already down, my leg got hit, and it was a pretty painful experience, but, prayerfully I'll be all right.
Robert, earlier you had, right before that, you grabbed your back, looked like, on the previous play. You, after the big hit, you went out, came back for a play, and then said you couldn't go anymore. Where do you think you stand in terms of your body right now?
Yeah, I got hit in the back. Usually you get hit in the low back or the upper back. I got hit right in the middle of my back, so it was just a weird experience, but... when I came out after that play with my leg, I told Larry I was going back in. They looked at me for a second, and I just wanted them to know that I wanted to go back in, and I did for a few plays. Made the throw to Tana and the throw to Pierre down the field, but I knew I needed to get out at that point. I couldn't move. At some point you have to do what's right for the team, and. If I'd have played the rest of that game, I probably would have hurt myself even more. So, you just got to trust those guys and trust yourself when you know enough is enough. And when I first came out, I didn't think enough was enough. But after being out there for a few plays and realizing that I really couldn't do too much, I had to get out.
Robert, back here. You've had an ACL injury in the past. Does this feel like an ACL injury? What does it feel like to you?
I'm not a doctor. But I know what ACL feels like, and it doesn't feel like ACL. So hopefully we can have some positive things that come out of the MRI. Took an X-ray, and that was a very good X-ray. So I feel the positive vibes coming my way. Prayerfully, everything will be all right.
How nervous or worried are you about this?
If I know what ACL feels like. So if I felt that, I'd probably be pretty nervous, but. We won the game. Everybody's praying for me. I feel pretty good right now about the whole situation. So, I'm not too nervous. But I'll definitely be praying during the MRI.
Albert, Boz, and then RC, and we're done.
Did the doctors give you any sort of sense at all for the potential seriousness of this, or what they believe it to be?
They looked at my knee a lot. I don't know if any of you guys have ever been to the doctor, but. Like I said, I'm good for one every time. But if you're having pain, they constantly push on that same spot. So they're like, "Is it hurt here? No. Here? Yes. For the 14th time, it hurts there." They told me it felt like my ligaments all feel good. It's just a matter of what the MRI says. And they told me my ACL looked good. And so like I said, I was feeling the positive vibes from them. Feeling the positive vibes from the team. Just the fact that we won the game makes everybody feel a lot better.
We may feel more scared than you do because the replay, it really looked very hyperextended. And did they talk about hyperextended, what the implications of that are, as opposed to other more serious things maybe?
No, they haven't. I knew as soon as I got hit, as I screamed, like a man, of course. But, I knew it hurt really bad, but like I said, it didn't feel like an ACL or anything like that. So, Larry and them came on the field, and I told them, just get me to the sideline, and I'm coming back in the next play. And that's the mindset you have to have. It's not about me or myself, but it's about the team. And I think the guys, were proud of me for going back out there and fighting and told me that they'd fight with me any day.
Robert, mechanically, how did the injury affect you, whether it was pushing off or anything like that?
It just makes you a little unsure about what you're doing. Everybody's had an injury before and tried to do something athletic. So, I knew I wasn't myself, but I felt like I could still go out and help the team win. And then after I threw the pass to Pierre and, we completed it, then immediately, after I planted, I knew I couldn't help the team win anymore. Even though I did complete that pass, I felt a certain way after that throw. And as you all saw, I kind of limped down the field to get down there. And, I had to get out. So, know, it's just, you know, I'll still be able to run and do those things if it's just a really bad bruise. And then if it's anything else, like I told Coach, you know, I'll fight through it and I'll be playing next week.